Buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches. ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Bien? ¿Qué tiempo hace? Esa es la pregunta de hoy. La pregunta de hoy. Today's question. ¿Qué tiempo hace? Careful with the word tiempo in Spanish. Tiempo means time, but it means also weather. And that's why it's a little bit confusing, right? But the question about the weather, we are talking about the weather. That's why this chapter 58 is called The Weather or ¿Qué tiempo hace? Those of you who have the document on top of the page, ¿Qué tiempo hace? What's the weather like? That's the question. ¿Qué tiempo hace? H-A-C-E. ¿Qué tiempo hace? Obviously, we can ask this question about the past. ¿Qué tiempo ha hecho esta semana? What has the weather been like this week? Or about the future, right? Muy bien. Possible answers to that question. So today we're going to see vocabulary and the structures that we use to talk about the weather, right? To talk about the weather. So as always, vocabulario, gramática, primero, first, then sentences in Spanish and in English, and then those of you with the document, if you keep scrolling down, you see the exercises and the solutions to the exercises. ¿Qué tiempo hace? Hace mucho calor. It is very hot. Hace un poco de frío. It is a little bit cold. Hace mucho sol. It is very sunny. Hace mucho viento. It is windy. Hace buen tiempo. The weather is nice. Hace mal tiempo. The weather is bad. Llueve. O está lloviendo. It rains, it is raining right now. Está lloviendo. Nieva, está nevando. It snows, it is snowing. Está despejado, no hay nubes. The sky is clear. There are no clouds. No está nuboso. It is not cloudy. Hay mucha humedad. It is very humid. Hay mucha niebla. It is very foggy. Vocabulario, directamente, to rain, llover. The rain, la lluvia. To snow, nevar. The snow, la nieve. Seasons, las estaciones del año. En español decimos the seasons, decimos la estación. When we talk about the weather seasons, when we talk about the shopping season, then it's not la estación, but la temporada. O the football season, la temporada de fútbol. Spring, primavera. Summer, verano. Fall. Otoño. Winter, invierno. Very good, invierno. The weather forecast. How do you say, cómo se dice en español, the weather forecast? El pronóstico, o el pronóstico del tiempo. Now, to ask about the weather in a specific place, what is the weather like in the spring in Argentina? That's kind of a stupid question because Argentina is such a huge country that that probably there is a big difference, right, between north, south, east, west. It's like when people say that they worked in North Carolina, you say, oh, did you meet there? Well, North Carolina is kind of big, right? But here in Central Europe, everything is so small compared to the big countries in the world. That I live in Austria, as you know, and here we have Hungary, Slovakia, Germany, Switzerland. All these countries are not that far from here. Anyway, the question was, we lost track here, right? Nos perdimos. We lost track. Nos perdimos. What's the weather like in the spring in Argentina? ¿Cómo es el tiempo en primavera en Argentina? ¿Cómo es el tiempo? O, ¿qué tiempo hace en primavera en Argentina? Now, how do we ask about the temperature? What's the temperature today? How many degrees do we have today, right? ¿Qué temperatura hace? O, ¿cuántos grados hay? The answer, hay 30 grados Celsius. Careful here for the Americans and I assume for other countries. Hay 86 grados Fahrenheit. So, 30 grados Celsius are equal 86 grados Fahrenheit. So when you move to the United States, you need to learn the system there. When you move to Europe, if you're an American, you need to learn the system here. Right? I'm going to use the Celsius because I live in Austria and I know the Americans are very flexible people, right? So you don't mind if I use the Celsius here in order not to repeat. Mañana va a haber 20 grados Celsius. O 68 grados Fahrenheit. Ok, I said it. Mañana va a haber o va a hacer, you can use both, va a haber o va a hacer 20 grados Celsius o 68 grados Fahrenheit. That means, obviously, tomorrow there will be 20 degrees, 68 degrees, right? Now sentences. Those of you who have the document, you have the translation, obviously, into English. So I am going to read it in Spanish, and then you can... My suggestion would be cover, those of you who are working with the document, cover the translation into English, and then you can check, right? In order to go a little bit faster, I am not going to say the translation. You can check in the document, right? If you need the document, send me an email, charlaconpedro@gmail.com. ¿Qué tiempo hace en Nueva York en verano? Hace mucho calor y hay mucha humedad. ¿Cómo es el tiempo en tu ciudad? En verano hace bastante calor, pero en invierno nieva mucho. En primavera y en otoño suele llover. Okay, that's a long answer to the question. ¿Cómo es el tiempo en tu ciudad? Don't uncover the translation, please. I'm going to repeat it in Spanish so you can try to see if you understand it. I repeat the whole answer in Spanish. En verano hace bastante calor, pero en invierno nieva mucho. En primavera y en otoño suele llover. Somebody told me, you don't need to wait so much time between sentences because we can always play the pause button, right? That's funny, no? But it's true, no? I think about that, but I don't know. For some reason, I like to leave some time, but it's true. Let's try to do it faster. And if you have the document, no problem, because you can check whenever you want. ¿Qué prefieres, el verano con nieve o sin nieve? Prefiero el verano sin nieve y con calor. I never heard about summer with snow, but until I moved to the United States and I met a family from Argentina, and then I realized, oh, for these guys, summer doesn't mean snow, right? Because the southern hemisphere, el hemisferio sur, they live the seasons in a different way. ¿Qué vas a hacer este fin de semana? What's the connection with the weather here? We are going to see that in the answer. Si hace buen tiempo, vamos al lago a nadar. So that conditional sentence is used a lot. Si hace buen tiempo, right? Si hace buen tiempo, hacemos una cosa. Si hace mal tiempo, vamos a hacer otra cosa. Now, frases un poco más complejas. The first two ones I am going to say them in Spanish and in English. The other four ones only in Spanish. You can check with the document, right? Si mañana no llueve, me voy de excursión. If tomorrow it doesn't rain, I am going on an excursion. Este año no ha nevado en Viena. This year it has not snowed in Vienna. Now, the sentence is in Spanish. Check the answer on the right side. Cuando hace frío, mi abuela no sale de casa. Han bajado las temperaturas, por fin. Este año ha hecho demasiado calor en junio. Este invierno va a hacer mucho frío, seguro. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you have your exercises on the next page. And the first exercise is to translate the sentences from Spanish into English. I am going to read them fast, because this is the exercise, my recommendation. Write the translation, and then at the bottom of the page, you know, at the bottom of the document, you know that you have the translations into English. So I'm going to just read these six sentences fast and see fast, not fast, but a little bit faster than usual, so you can practice your listening skills. A. Cuando llueve mucho, los niños no pueden jugar afuera. B. En Canadá nieva mucho, pero saben cómo vivir con nieve. C. Mis padres siempre me dicen que no debo jugar al tenis cuando llueve. D. Mañana vamos a tener más de 25 grados. Va a hacer mucho calor. E. Si el sábado hace buen tiempo, me voy a la playa, seguro. F. Has dicho que va a llover mañana, ¿verdad? Señoras y señores, estupendo. Espero que hayan aprendido mucho. I hope you have learned a lot. Any questions, concerns, suggestions, ideas, send me an email. I will be very happy to read it and to answer it. I answer all your emails, you know that. Muchas gracias. Hasta el próximo episodio.